Shall we play a game?
How about global thermal nuclear war?
How about a nice game of Skyrim?
And welcome back to the last episode of the Malachi Stentor audio Let's Play in Skyrim Companions Guild. So we're here at the top of Isgrimor's tomb, and we are going to talk to Vilkas, who is still here, rather than being back at Yorvaskar. And we're going to see what he has to say.
I wouldn't have expected someone like you to be the harbinger, but Codlac trusted your judgment, and so will I.
Well, I agree with you. I wouldn't have thought of it either. I did cure him, though.
Yes, you brought honor to him, even after his death. A worthy outcome for a worthy warrior.
I agree. Are you going back to Yorvaskar with Aella and Farkas?
Not right now. I'm going to look at some of these carvings. I wonder if Isgrimor ever set foot here while he was alive. But you don't have to stay if you don't want to. I'll see you back at the Yorvaskar. Stories to tell the others, eh?
Yeah, I'd like to stick around, but I think I should get back and talk to them and see how they feel. So I will see you back there.
Until next time.
Until next time, Vilkas. And here's Aella.
Do you have guidance for me, Harbinger?
I don't know.
I've heard you may actually be stronger than you look. Perhaps we can hunt together someday.
Perhaps we can. I have no guidance for you right now, Aella. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to run back to Yorvaskar. And then we're going to wrap this up. So for the first time, I think, in the whole series, I am going to fast travel. So here we are again, looking out over the Sea of Ghosts in this beautiful, beautiful land of the north. And we are going to fast travel to Whiterun. I think we'll just go right for Dragon's Reach, since it's closest to Yorvaskar. We're going to run in, we're going to talk to the remaining members, see if Vigeland is there, and maybe Bryl as well, and see what they have to say after this momentous day and all the events that have taken place in the last, well, for the companions, it hasn't been very long.
It's no fun getting pushed around all the time.
But this talk of dragons? The world's gone mad.
I know. So let's see who's around. It's late at night. In fact, it's early in the morning, not late at night. Perhaps we will catch some of them up and about, and if not, we'll have a quick snooze, and then we'll see who's up. Oh, dear. Arissa, you seem disturbed by something. Nope, everybody's in bed, which I think Malachi should be as well. I think he'll spend one last night in the bed of a whelp before he passes the reins off, takes his leave of the companions.
I've been tending to the warriors of Yorvaskar for as long as I can remember.
Well, Tilma,
I see everything, hear everything, and know everything.
I'm sure that you do. Well, let's have a quick rest. And then we'll see if any of the other companions have anything to say to us about being the Harbinger, about the future.
Oh,
Rhea.
Hey there.
How you doing? So what do you think?
Up for a little hunting?
No, I just wondered what you thought about me being the...
What do you need, my friend?
A harbinger. Well, obviously you've become a potential companion.
Be careful out there.
I will. I will be careful. Can't talk to Skior, of course. Poor man. I don't think Gaella is back. Neither are the brothers are back. We're going to miss this place. But on thinking about it, Malachi has to really face the facts.
I've been tending to the warriors of your Vaskar for as long as I can remember.
Well, here they are. Here's Vignar.
We Greymanes have been feuding with the Battleborns for years. There's no more bitter enemy than an old friend.
This is very true.
I was done talking anyway.
Yeah, I was done talking too.
I'd be dead if not for Vignar.
Well, Brill.
I had a bad time a few years back, and I turned to drink.
There's Vignar, still the threat of a dragon attack.
He wouldn't, and we've done as much as we can to prepare for that.
Okay.
But remember, Whiterun is home to the companions.
Yep.
Any dragon that comes here will get more than he's bargained for, I think.
Yeah, you think. Well, we'll never know. Farewell, Brill. It's been an honor. Aethys, much as I kind of dislike you...
Good to see you.
And as much as you're willing to follow me right now, I think I'll pass. But I must say, it's been an honor sparring with you occasionally. I hope you fare well.
Safe travels.
Thank you, Aethys.
I see everything, hear everything, and know everything.
Nyada.
Friends like you are hard to find, and very valuable to me.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate your offer to follow me. I think you're more needed by the companions.
Probably.
Then you're on.
Up for a little hunting?
Torvar, maybe one day we'll have that drink.
Hello, friend.
Just won't be today.
All right, then.
Yep. Well, folks, Malachi and Arissa are going to take their leave of Yor Vaskar. And when the brothers and Aella get back, they will find him gone. His decisions regarding the werewolf and the beast blood and all of that combined just, I think, really add up to Malachi understanding that he just does not belong as the harbinger of the companions. It's a tough decision, but I think it's the right one. I think that it's time for him to move on.
A few seconds for my supper is all I ask. Come and see my
selection. Brenwyn, absolutely.
Good to see you.
Here, have a gold piece.
Oh, thank you. Divines bless your kind heart.
Arissa?
Yes, yes. Now, to find myself a drink.
Well, good. You go do that, Brenwyn. Arissa?
Yeah?
It's been awesome. But it's time for us to part ways for a while. I know that's going to come as a surprise to you right now, but I think it's time for Malachi to go his own way for a little while. So, if you don't mind, well, I don't know how to say this, but it's time to go our separate ways for a bit.
Well, I guess it was bound to end eventually. May the Divines bless your journey, and perhaps we'll meet again soon.
I really hope so, Arissa. I really, really hope so. I must admit to being a little choked up watching her walk away. But we'll find her again.
The finest cuts, fresh from the wilds.
As we sort of listen to the banter going on around the square in Whiterun, and Arissa walks slowly down the sidewalk.
Oh, it took years, but I earned my way to
the top. Nazim, you're lucky I don't haul out the mace and bash your skull in. Obviously. Just
go away. Well, if it isn't my favorite and most indecisive companion.
That was Arissa again. We just passed her by.
Come by Bellathor's shop at the market. I'm sure we've got something you need.
So, as we pass a vampire corpse here that we're going to loot for some dust and some lockpicks, and walk out of the gates of Whiterun. It's been fun, folks. I really enjoyed this. I've enjoyed bringing you Arissa as well as ESF, the Enhanced Skyrim Factions. And I hope that some of you who've listened to the whole thing, the few of you who have, I appreciate your loyalty. I appreciate your sticking with it. And I hope you'll join me on YouTube. I'm going to continue this this character in videos on my YouTube channel, which is called The Open World, also known as... Who are you? Known as VN Brazil on YouTube. Well, that's Haddon, whoever that is. You can find me at my website, which is barely adequate at the present. It's theopen.world. But more importantly, please, anybody listening to this, join us at asapodcasting.com. And on Facebook at groups.facebook.com/... Oh, God, I'm sorry, Michael. I can't remember what it is. A Skyrim Addict and the Fallout feed, I believe, is the group. So Malachi is just going to take a little bit of a walk just down towards the Western Watchtower and stare out over the tundra and think... And while he does that, we're going to take our leave. And thank you all very, very much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Play Skyrim. Opening and closing theme music provided by Visager. Visit visager.us to hear all of his other music. To contact the show, email skyrimaticpodcast@gmail.com. Also, be sure to leave an iTunes review if you enjoy what you hear. For all of our other shows, head to asapodcasting.com, including My Journey with Cystic Fibrosis with Jeremy, Game Talk, General Gaming Podcast, The Fallout Feed, Fallout Podcast, Skyrimatic Podcast, and The Chatterbox.